What's the title sermon this morning? I studied this week. Get on board with the Lord. Exodus chapter number 17. If you have a copy of God's Word, Exodus 17. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 8. The reason my shoulder is sore, I will finish the story, is that the kill switch somehow got stuck on that saw. I jerked and jerked and jerked and jerked, and if your kill switch is on this morning, you can jerk all you want to. It will not crank. You must not come in with the kill switch on, but it's got to be off. If it's on, I don't care how much gas is going. I don't care how much fire is going. I don't care. If the kill switch off, there's no fire getting to where it needs to be, no matter how hard you pull it. This past year, you may have been trying to pull your way to the Lord more than you ever had, and you may be about wore out. I want you to know this morning, if you're about running that way and your tank is on empty, make sure that you're not the one doing the pulling, but you're letting Him do the pulling. Amen? This morning, if He's doing the pulling, it'll work. Exodus chapter number 17, get on board with the Lord. In verse number 8, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Exodus 17 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "Then came Amalek." Exodus 17, 8. "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. And I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses," don't you love that, "when it came to pass." Thank you, Jesus. "And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. He sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and one on the other. And his hands were steady unto going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissa. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Our Father and our God, it's good to be in your house this morning. Father, it's good to be able to come to the place where a well is this morning. It's good to come to your house this morning and worship you on this first day of the year. Father, I pray you bless the ones that are here this morning. I pray you bless the ones that couldn't come this morning. Lord, I pray that this year be a prosperous year. I pray it be a year that we grow closer to you, that we let our light shine like sister and brother said this morning. I pray that our light just shines in a mighty way. Father, I thank you for Brother Lee and Sister Riley and the word that they brought this morning. Lord, I pray that when we leave this place that we'll just draw closer to you. I pray this be a year that this place here see salvations just unheard of. Father, people that come to know you, Father, I pray, Father, this year to be a prosperous year in the ministry. Father, I pray this year that people that are already saved would get on fire for you or would stay on fire for you, Father. Lord, I pray it be a year, Father, that we don't see people leave the church and get into a place in their life where they're out in the world. But I pray it be a year that we draw closer to you. Father God, we all got Amaleks in our life. Oh, Satan, he's on every corner. Father, he's trying to devour every home that is in this church this morning. Every married couple is at the brinks this morning. Father God, there's just one way. Oh, Satan, he tries to use that tactic this morning. Father, I pray that you bind Satan up this year away from this local body. All the sickness, I pray you bind him up. The ones that's got cancer, I pray this morning, Father, they get a healing. I pray this morning for Brother Lee Markham. He's on my heart. I pray that you heal him. Father, in February or March when he goes back for the scan, I pray it be cancer free. Lord God, I pray there be no cancer there. Father God, you gave us power this morning, and it's in the name of Jesus. And in 2023, I pray we not get to the place where we don't use that power, but we call on the name of Jesus and the power of heaven fall. Father, I pray this morning for our worship team. I pray that you would just anoint them this year, that we wouldn't get in a dry place. Father, I pray for me this morning. I don't want to be selfish, but I pray my preaching that you give me don't get dry and stale and stagnant, Father. Father, I pray for Brother JD, that he don't get stale, he don't get stagnant. But Father, you light a fire under him. him. Lord God, I pray for our deacon body this morning that we get on board and you light a fire this morning, Father. I pray this morning, Father, that you do that throughout 2023. Lord God, I pray for every member and every visitor that walks in this place. I pray they can say that something's different because Jesus is in the house. Lord God, we're praying not to a dead God, but we're praying to a living God. And Lord God, whoever's battling anything this morning, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you set them free from what they're battling this morning, that they can get on board with you this morning. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise your holy name. I pray this morning for our women ministry. I pray that you would set a fire down there. I pray you'd start a fire in them. I pray for our men's ministry that you would set a fire there. I pray for our team when it goes on the mission trip this year. Lord God, I pray that we just spread the word that you'd have us to spread. Father, I thank you for this year that we can get on board with you. Father God, I pray your will be done in this place. And we ask it in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. This morning, as you're seated this morning, I ask you a question. Get on board with the Lord. Get on board with the Lord. As we come here, we know that today it starts a new year. It starts a new year. And with the new year comes new challenges. There's going to be new challenges in your life. There's going to be new adventures that you're going to get to go on and you're going to get to do. There's going to be new opportunity to spread the gospel, to encourage one another, to love on one another. But as I thought about that this year, and I thought about a church that loves on one another, and I thought about a church that spreads the gospel, and I thought about all that goes on in a local body church, one of the greatest things that I believe believers can do is not fight amongst themselves, but help each other to fight the enemy that's out there that's against us. I believe that in a local body church, we ought to get to the place where when somebody's toting a burden, we get up underneath them and we help them tote that burden. Can I get an amen? Hey, I thank God for men of God that's in this church. Hey, that I can call on and they'll come up underneath me and help me. I thank God for women of this church that they can call on each other and they come up underneath them and they help them. Hey, this morning, but I want you to know my prayer is not that nobody leaves this church. My prayer is that nobody does any of them things, but I pray they get on board with the Lord this morning. Can I get a witness this morning? This church will never be what it needs to be because I'm the pastor. Can I get an amen? Hey, this church will never be what it needs to be because of our deacon body. It's going to be because of every blood washed, born again child of God gets on board and they do what God has called them to do. I want you to know, as mighty man as Moses was when he went up on the mountain, hey, the battle would have never been won if it wasn't people in the valley that was fighting. Hey, I want you to know this morning, not everybody in this church is equipped to fight, but everybody this morning, I want you to know, you can fight. Amen. Hey, you may not have a stature to fight, you may not have the urgency to fight, but I want you to know one of the greatest places that you and I can find in 2023 is on our knees in the presence of God. And he says this morning that there was a battle going on here. And oh, Amalek, you know what they did in chapter 17? They didn't have no water. And the people complained and they was chiding with Moses. And he was afraid they was going to stone him. And the Lord, you know what he told him? He said, go to that rock and you strike that rock and water will come forward. And friends, I want you to know, when a place dries up and the water and the word of God's not being preached and water's not poured up, it won't be long. They'll be grumbling. They'll be complaining amongst God's people. But I got good news this morning. If you don't let it get dry, it won't get dry. Can I get an amen? Hey, if you'll pour water on it, if you'll let the word of God saturate your heart, it'll do all kind of things in your life. But this morning, I want to ask a question, and I want to sit down here for just a moment. Why must I get on board with the Lord? Why must I get on board with the Lord this year? I got three things that I've seen in the text I want to share with you, and I want to share this with you. And if you're not on board with the Lord entering in 2023, don't wait till next Sunday. Get in this altar and get it right. If you're not saved and you're lost and you know that if you died today, you'd go to hell, get in this altar and ask Jesus to come into your life. If you're a backslidden Christian this morning and you're almost on the way out, get in this altar this morning. We don't need people that is almost out. We need people that's all the way in. Amen. Hey, this morning, number one is because there is a battle to fight. Why must we get on board? Number one, there is a battle to fight. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 8. It said, then came Amalek. You don't have to wait on Satan. He's going to come to you. If you're waiting on him, if you're waiting on you going to Satan to fight, you done lost the battle. He's going to come to you. He's going to get in your face and he's going to make it known. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And look at this. And Moses said unto Joshua, there's a battle to fight. He said, I want you to know that we got an adversary and he is fighting against us. And his name is Amalek. And he's called us out. Every day of our life he's calling us out and he wants us to be a failure. He wants us to be for fake and of no good in this life that we live. But he said, I want you to know that there's a battle to fight. And if you're a born-again child of God this morning, you better get ready to fight. You better get your boxing gloves on. Hey, you better saddle up. Can I get an amen? Hey, you better pull your shoestrings tight in 2023. I got good news this morning. There's a battle out there, but greater is he that is in me. Can I get an amen? Greater is he that is in me and he that is in the world. Hey, this morning he said there's a battle to fight because we got an adversary. Hey, that's coming our way. And he says this morning, and Moses said unto Joshua, not only do we got an adversary, but we're appointed to fight. Look what he told Joshua. Moses said, and Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men. He said, you got to get you some men that's going to fight. You're going to have to get you some men that ain't a bunch of whims, ain't a bunch of pansies, ain't a bunch of mama boys. Hey, you got to get you some men that's going to stand on the word of God, and they're going to stand, and they're going to preach, and they're going to teach, and they're going to love Jesus, and they're going to love their family, and they're going to stand no matter what the gates of hell throws at them. You've got to get on board. Hey, I want you to know there's an adversary out there, and there's some of you has been appointed to fight this morning. And you know you've been appointed to fight. You know you're not appointed to sit down and whine and get out. You've been appointed to fight Satan, and you know that this morning, and you need to get on board with the Lord. All year you've been struggling. Do I fight or do I not? Is it even worth the fight? I got good news. There's some things worth fighting for. Hey, I got a little 5'1 black-headed woman at home. Brother Tyler, can I get an amen? I got a little she's 5'1. She is a hothead. She ain't here. She'll be listening. When I walk in at 12 something, it'll be on the recording. She'll be listening. I love you, baby. But you listen to me. She's 5'1 black-headed. She's very soft-spoken. Y'all ain't heard her say very many words at all. Very small spoken. She'll let anybody run over her. But I want you to know this morning, there's one person who won't let nobody run over her, and that's me. Can I get an amen? Hey, there's some things worth fighting for in your life. I got good news this morning. Number one, my wife, she's worth fighting for this morning. Hey, my kids, they're worth fighting for this morning. But I want you to know, over my wife and over my kids and over my home and over my family and everything this morning, if I love them, all I can love them, and I do all I can do, but I'm not willing to fight the gates of hell against them, I want you to know this morning, they'll come up on the losing end. You make sure this morning, if you're a daddy in this place, if you're a Joshua in here this place, and he's told you to choose you out some men, I want you to know this morning, you better get on board with the Lord, and you better start fighting for your family. It's worth fighting for this morning. I want you to know it's worth fighting for this morning. He knew what he told him. He told Joshua, he said, you choose us out some men. You choose that. He didn't say, get you a bunch of boys. He said, you go get you some men that is ready to fight, that is ready to get in it, that ain't going to give up, that ain't going to get out, but they're going to stand because there's a battle to fight. And this morning we have an adversary. You've been appointed to fight. And this morning, not only have you been appointed, but you're able to fight. You say, preacher, I'm not able to fight. You're more able to fight than you think you are. You are. You let somebody put you in a corner, you're either going to get fired or you're going to get whooped, whatever you want. I'm telling you from my heart this morning, as a Christian, you need to fight. If you're not willing to fight, you're going to get out of faith, and you're going to get out of what God's called you to do if you're not willing to fight. If you got saved for just a great heyday, you're going to quit. You're going to quit. Joshua and Moses, when they got in this thing, they got in it to fight. This morning, as your pastor, I got in this thing to fight. I'm telling you, Satan took everything from me, Brother James. All he left me with that he didn't know was armor. One little old lady that sits at home, a prayer warrior, is on my side. And he didn't know. He took everything I had, but he left her. I thank God this morning that even when old Satan tries to take everything you got, God's protection is still on your life. Let me move on. Not only is there an adversary to fight because there's a battle, not only is there an appointment to fight, he chews you out some men. I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you a man or are you a boy? I'm talking to daddies this morning. Are you a man or are you a boy? Thank you, sir. Let me tell you this morning, you know what a man does? When his kids don't feel like going to church, he don't give them opportunity. Well, I don't want to mess with little Johnny. You don't give him the opportunity. Well, I don't want to hurt their feelings, mess up their plans. Who cares? You the mom and daddy. Now, we may not have a successful year after this message. It may go. But you listen to me this morning. As your pastor, you saddle up and you be a man. Quit being a boy. If you're in this place this morning and you've had a kid, you're a man now. and you quit acting like a boy and you man up and you become a man in what God's called you to do. And you get on that board. He said, choose you out some men. In this place, I can't choose out no men if they ain't showing themselves being men. You know what Joshua did when he went and got some men? He found them men. He knew who they was. They stood out amongst everybody else. They stood head tall over everybody else. They may not be as tall as Brother Eric, but the way they carried themselves and the way they acted, you knew that they was ready and they was battle-tested that they could stand against Amalek when he come. This morning, I want you to know this morning as your pastor, we must get to that place in our life that we stand against the battles of Satan when he comes our way. You say, preacher, I'm not ready to fight. I don't know if I can fight. If fighting ain't right, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Listen to me this morning. It is, the battle is his. But you sit there and don't do nothing, you're going to get beat to death. When he told Joshua, Moses said, hey, get you some men, we're fixing to fight. Moses said, I'm going to the top, and you're going to fight in the valley. To me, that don't kind of seem fair. But not everybody can fight in the valley. Some's got to get on the mountaintop. I do know this, when you get on the mountaintop, you can see the Lord a little bit more clearly up there sometimes. Let me give you this. I want to read a verse to you this morning. Man, I'm just glad to be here. Man, I've been chewing on this for 2023. Man, men that would stand up. Women that would stand up. I'm talking about women that will stand up. Men that will stand up. Choose you out some people. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight. Fighting's good. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Sitting in this place this morning, there's people in here this morning that knows this, that there's battles in your, you know you got battles in your life. You can either back down, cower down, or you can stand up against it. Whatever you want to do this morning. And you say, preacher, why do you tell us there's a battle to fight and we must get in line with it? You listen to this next point that I seen in the text that really stirred my heart this week. Thank you for coming over this morning and praying with me, brother. Me and Brother Brent Gunner may not always see eye to eye, but we brothers. You hear me? You hear me? Brother Tyler, you're a preacher, man. We may not always see eye to eye, but you're my brother. Proclaim to be a born-again child of God. Brother Hayden, you proclaim to be, hey, we brothers. All I know is when it's time to fight, it's time to fight. And he said, choose you out some men, because there's a battle to fight, but there's a burden to share. You say, I don't want to get in. It ain't no my business. I'm going to keep my nose clean. That's what's wrong with the church today. It ain't bothering me and my family. I ain't going to get in it. You listen to me. You let that fight keep on fighting. You let it keep on brewing. And you step back and don't do nothing. It won't be long. It'll be in your family. Man, just one little beer ain't going to hurt nothing. One little beer ain't going to hurt nothing. Go ahead and drink your beer. Go ahead and drink your beer. Have your fun. You listen to me this morning. There's a battle to fight. And there's burdens to share. There's burdens to share this morning. And there's people in this place that pray for people every week and they ask God to move on them every week. And we must share that burden with one another. Let me show you this. He says, you stay down here and you battle. You battle down here. And I'm going to go up there because there's a burden to share. Let me show you this. Verse number 12. But Moses' hands were heavy. There's that burden. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat there on it. Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. His hands were steady until going down of the sun. I seen this when I read this, man. There's a battle to fight, but there's a burden to share. When somebody sees that you're battle-tested and you're ready to fight, you know what? They're going to tell you their burdens that you may help them. They're going to release that burden unto you that you may help them. And God has called us to be burden bearers. We bear one another's burdens. We help one another. But I seen this when I read this, them burdens get large. They get very large when they come. Look what he says. When I talk about large, they get heavy. But Moses' hands were heavy. As great as a man as Moses was, his hands get heavy. The greatest saint you know in this building, their hands get heavy. The greatest preacher you know, if he battles, listen to me. Now, if he ain't battling, his hands aren't going to get heavy. If he tells you everything's good and he pats you on the back, no matter you living in sin, he loving you up one side, he loving you down the other, he drinks with you in the bar, he does all this with you. Now, he ain't no preacher. He's preaching here. He ain't no preacher. But anybody that's ready to battle Satan, stand up for their family, stand up for what they're called to do, I want you to know it's going to come times their burden, it's going to get heavy on them. And you're going to need somebody in your corner to help you. I see that burden gets large. We need help. As great as Moses was, he still needed help. But I see this, the burden gets long. In 2022, somebody may have carried a burden that was so large that nobody knew nothing about, and you've carried it for a long time. I'll show you in the text. But Moses' hands were heavy. That's how large it done got. And they took a stone, put it under him, and they set their own, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. When the burden was there, they didn't flee, they stayed. They stayed. I'm going to stop right here. It's on my heart, I'm going to share it. We fixing to build a new building. Let me get an amen out there. I don't know where this is going. I may get stoned and kicked out of the church right here, but you prayed. If it ain't on the notes, you say it. You prayed it. He's chairman. Got any problems, go to him with it. Come see. We fixing to build a new building. And I'm talking about people that are battle-tested, ready to fight. I'm talking about ready to carry the burden. We fix to build a new building. It's going to be a battle and it's going to be a burden. And we got to have people to stand. And I tell you, when we built this building, and I don't know where this is going, but I got to share it. I will never forget when we voted. Do we want to build a new building? And I'm talking about, are you ready to battle? Are you ready to battle and do what it's going to take to build that building? And people raised, everybody in that building raised their hand. Every one of them raised their hand. Every one of them voted, yes, we're ready to build. Build that thing. Build it. We want it. We will stand. We'll stick. We'll do what you called us to do. We are battle tested. And then they leave one by one. All I know is you didn't make that oath with me and you didn't make that oath with this church. You made that oath with God. So when we get... Oh, glory to God. So when we get ready to build this new church, we're in 2023, might as well talk it, amen? When we get ready to build this new church, if you've got an inkling that you're going to leave and you're going to walk out and you're going to wimp out and you're going to give up and you're not going to battle and you're not going to stay the test of time, don't you raise your hand and put an oath on you that you're not willing to fulfill. And if you'll back out on that life and on that building and on this church, you'll back out on the next one and you'll back out down the road. And not only that, if you'll get to the place that you'll back out, you'll back out on God when the going gets tough. I'll never forget. Boy, it's quiet. Thank you, Jesus. I'll never forget. There's a battle brewing. And there's a burden toted. We was building, going to build this building right here. And there's an old man in the church and he'd chew me every Sunday. Every Sunday, I can't believe we're going in debt. You know what it's going to cost? You know what? I said, sir, I'm old blue collar. I don't know, man. I live paycheck to paycheck. I don't know what it's going to cost. I don't know them mean zeros. I can't. Are y'all having fun?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm putting my burden on you. Amen. How you going to be able to tote it? Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another, brothers. Thus so fill the law of the Lord. And that man, he every Sunday, every Wednesday, yeah. Like a little old chihuahua. Yeah. A member of this local body church. Yeah. And man, I was under enough battle. Man, I was fighting my tail off. You know, you ever been there? Brother, you ever been there? You battled your tail off. You've done battle all you can. And you're under a heavy burden. And you want to watch your tongue the best you can. But even preachers have a beep. One Sunday morning we got done preaching. We was walking out to the car and he was, yeah. And he said, we're never going to be able to pay that note. We're never going to be. I just turned around and said, looks to me like if we sold some of these cars, we could pay for it and not have to have a note. I just walked on, got in my rebuilt title vehicle. He climbed in his $90,000 vehicle. Now who am I talking to? Listen to me. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your pastor. I love you this morning. That man had chewed me as long as I could take a chewing. He no longer goes here. When he left, I thought, what, man? How are we going to make it? How are we going to make it? And God said, he ain't the one that makes it anyway. I am. He's not the God on the mountain. He's not the lily of the valley. He's not the bright morning star. It is Jesus. And this year, 2023, we need to act like Jesus. It's who he is, Brother Gary, and we need to get on board with the Lord. Amen? I see number one that, man, I'll tell you what, there's a battle to fight. We shouldn't have to fight amongst one another in here. I should never fight with you, Brother Hagin. Never. Brother Brent, Brother Kevin, I should never fight with you, brother. Brother JD, I should never fight with you. Never. Sister Holly, I should never fight with you. But you should be able to tote my burden, and I should be able to tote your burden. I should be able to tote your burden straight to Calvary, straight to where the blood of Jesus Christ is and say, Lord, I don't know what JD's going through. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what's going on. But I ask you, I know his daddy's sick. I know he's got a lot on his plate. I know he's a young man. He just got married and he needs help. And Lord God, I'm asking you to reach down from heaven and remove them burdens from his life. And I know how to do that. And he said this. Here's what I'm talking to somebody this morning. I know I am. I know I am, man. It's been on my heart. He said this. He said, until the sun went down. Not only was that a large load he was under, but it was long. Have you ever battled something all day long and when the only time you got sleep rest is when you went to sleep? Or you took something to make you go to sleep? I'm talking to somebody. You just tired of hearing it. You just went on to sleep. When you woke up, the problem was still there. Everything you had to deal with is still... If you had that problem in 2022 and you ain't got it right now, you still going to have it in 2023. Last night didn't change nothing. Didn't change nothing. Not one thing. If you was lost last night, you're still lost today. If you're caught up in something that you need to get over, you're still caught up in it today. That new leaf didn't flip over nothing. You just flipped the calendar. It didn't flip nothing. You better be ready to battle. And you better be ready to tote burdens in 2023. Because there is blessings to receive. I promise you, as your pastor, you listen to me. If you'll just stick, boys, I'm telling you, women, if you'll just stick, we ain't seen the best yet. I'm not prophesying. I'm not promoting nothing. I'm not patting anybody's pocket. I'm just telling you, if you'll just stick, if you'll battle, if you will fight, if you'll get on board with the Lord and you'll fight what He wants you to fight. And when He don't want you to fight it, don't fight it. There's some battles not worth fighting, but some are. If you'll battle and you'll help tote other people's burdens, if you've not toted a burden for somebody else all year, that's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. If you hadn't toted a burden all year for nobody else, it means you probably ain't prayed for nobody. Choose you out some men. You stay down here and y'all battle. And we're going up on the top because they have blessings to receive. This morning, as your pastor, get on board with the Lord in 2023. Number one, there's a battle to fight. Number two, there's a burden to carry. Let me read this to you. Galatians 6:2. I think I quoted it a while ago. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of the Christ. Bear one another's burdens. And when you do, you fulfill the law of Christ. But the third, let me get on with this. There's a blessing to receive. What a blessing there is to receive. Look with me in verse 13. In Joshua. Even though Moses is on the mountaintop, and you say, preacher, I don't never get recognized around here. Nobody really knows I attend this church. Does that really matter? You're just as important as I am. If you clean the toilet, you're just as important as I am. There's no big eyes and little U's around here, amen? Your voice is big as mine. Amen? Moses just went up and done what God called him to do, held his hands up and prayed with the Lord, held the rod up and prayed. Look what it said, what Joshua got to do. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. He got to take care of business. There's some people in here who's been called to pray and pray heaven down. And there's some people in here just ready to fight. I'll never forget Brother Heath Butler sitting in the back corner of the old church and Brother Billy Rogers. Never forget it as long as I live. Made a statement one night. I'm pretty open. I don't hardly sugarcoat a whole lot, you know. Old preacher told me one time, if you sugarcoat, all you're going to get is ants and a mess. And you got to take care of both of them anyway. You might as well go ahead and take care of the problem. Don't sugarcoat. You ain't got ants and you ain't got a mess. And I was raised by my mama. Leave mama out of it. But I made a statement. I was down at Jackrabbit Slim's one day, and there's some men down there, and they said, I walked in, they said, have you lost your ever-loving mind? I was like, what have I done to you? I said, no, I don't reckon. Why? You're going to build a church over there and put them people in debt and blah, blah, blah. Are you crazy? And I told it that Wednesday night at church. And Brother Heath and Brother Billy stood up and said, hey, we'll be down there in the morning at breakfast time taking care of that. I said, guys, listen, it's all good. Settle down. Settle down. You see, some are ready to, hey, listen to me. If I'm going to go to battle, I'm going to carry them two men with me. You hear me? They know what it is to be down that old rough road. And there's some people in here who don't know what it is to be down that old rough road. But they know how to pray to keep people off that rough road. So both work together for the good of the Lord. The third thing is a blessing to receive. Look in verse 13. Look, we done read that, but let's look at 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial. Get on board with the Lord, number one, so you can receive victory over your enemy this year. Get on board with the Lord so you can receive a memorial that you can tell somebody else what God's done in your life. And what I love about this is verse 15. And Moses, he built an altar. He built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissa. That is, the Lord's my banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Here's what he said. He said, it was a blessing to receive, and he was able to build an altar. We've battled over this building financially, getting it up out of the ground, doing what we've done. We're almost at the end. Today we took a harvest Sunday. We've been on board with the Lord all the way through this. And we built an altar here for the Lord. When they ride by, this ain't no honky-tonk. It ain't a nightclub. It ain't a pub. It's a church. And it's dedicated to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's a place where we come in. Not everybody gets on board with the Lord, and that's okay. They can go out the back door. If they're not going to get on board and their intention is not to get on the board, get out. You hear me? There's people dying going to hell, and we ain't got time not to get on board. If we're saved, it's time to get on board. It's time to do what God's called us to do as a local body church. It's time. And this is a place that we build an altar. Listen to me this morning. We build an altar where we come and we prepare for battle. Every week we prepare for battle. We tote one another's burdens every week. And in 2022, I can say we've received very graciously a lot of blessings that the Lord's poured out on this church. Brother Dan Tallman lives in Illinois, and yesterday Ryder was standing by his little Flintstone vehicle. He had his Alabama jersey on the back. I just took a picture. He didn't know I took it, and I sent it to Brother Dan. And I said, just one blessing in 2022. Just one blessing in 2022. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Your adversary don't want you to know the blessings that God gave you this year. He has reminded you of all the burdens and all the pain and all the misery, all the battles, all the burdens. And maybe you forgot about all the blessings. My question to you this morning is this. Are you on board with the Lord? If not, if you're not on board with the Lord, why not this morning get on board and do what He's called you to do? Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. Let Him grow you. Let Him use you. I say all the time, if people don't want to get on board, let them get out the door. We don't want them to get out the door. Our prayer is they get on board. We'll never be a strong church if it's left up to the pastors and the deacons. Won't never be it. As strong as this church will be, and won't be with our youth minister, won't be it. Strong as this church will ever be is when we all get on board. When we all get on board and we're ready to fight, we battle, we tote one another's burdens. At that moment, God will open the windows of heaven and there'll be blessings that flow. If you're not on board this morning, there's men of God and women of God in this place can show you how to get on board with God. You know why? Because there's been times they wasn't on board. Anybody can teach you how to get on board. That means they've been times they ain't been on board. A question to you this morning is, are you on board with the Lord? Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, I love you. Lord, I don't know. It ain't none of my business, and I thank you that it ain't. I thank you that my lungs, my voice, my mind, my soul, my heart, I've gave you all. And Lord, how I know I've gave you all, Father, is because you've got all of me. Lord, this morning, if there's somebody in here, they know they ain't on board and they need to get lined up with you, I pray they don't wait till next Sunday. I pray this be a Sunday they can say, I got on board. I'm laying it down, I'm giving it to Jesus. Lord, for the one that just didn't want to get in it, I'd rather keep my nose clean and just not get in nobody's business. I'd rather not. I pray this be a year they man up and they help somebody tote a burden, that burden might turn into a blessing. Father, I love you. I thank you allow me to preach. Lord, I told you, if this tongue's not going to talk about you, take my speech from me. Father, you know that this morning. If I'm not going to talk about you, I'm not going to preach your word, I'm not going to do your will, take my voice box completely out of me. Father, that's how serious I am with a relationship with you. I do not want to go back to the life I was living. I want to stay right where you'd have me to be. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, I ask you to stand.